Petro Khotin says Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant faces a serious danger of radioactive meltdown. He says he believes the Russian military occupying the plant is shelling it to disconnect it from the Ukrainian power grid and reconnect it to a power system in Russian-controlled Crimea, taking all the power with it. They have already cut three of the four connections to the Ukrainian grid, he says, and if they sever the fourth, that poses a serious nuclear risk.
There's a risk of losing the external power to the plant, and it is dangerous because there will be then blackout mode, and there will be starting diesel generators, and if they stop, then you will have like melting of the nuclear core of reactors.
He's asking for the plant to be declared a demilitarized zone, monitored by the International Atomic Energy Agency, out of control of the Russian army. The foreign ministers of the G7 group of industrialized nations agree. They say it's Russia's presence at that plant that's endangering it, and they've issued a statement demanding that Russia leave and turn over control to Ukrainian authorities. The Russians, in turn, blame the Ukrainians for putting the plant at risk by firing on the facility. Britain's defense ministry predicts the invasion is about to enter a new phase, with the heaviest fighting shifting 350 kilometers to the front line that stretches from Zaporizhia to Kherson. Nearby in battle-scarred Mykolaiv, residents have emerged from a 54-hour curfew. They've come out to queue up for water and food in a region that's been the target of Russian bombs since the invasion began in February. Ludmila Stativka is among the thousands of displaced people evacuating Shevchenkova village near Kherson, now under Russian control. The daily bombardment is taking its toll.
Of course, people are afraid, but everyone is hoping that they will not reach us and things will get better. But many houses in our village are destroyed and people have died.
There are 150,000 people in the city, and the Red Cross says all need some kind of help. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.